With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. All eyes on Tropical Storm Barbara off the southwest coast of Mexico. No coastal watches or warnings have been issued, but forecasters say the storm will likely become the first hurricane of the season. President Trump deploys National Guard troops to Los Angeles. Here's correspondent Andrew Stewart.
L.A. is where protests led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Confrontations broke out again for a second day on Saturday. The White House says in a statement that President Trump was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the president's move.
Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Federal immigration authorities arrested more than 40 people gathered outside a federal detention center demanding their release. Police used pepper spray and threw tear gas at protesters, trying to get them to disperse. ICE officers executed search warrants at several locations. I'm Donna Warder.
A Michigan man facing charges after police say he called in a fake bomb threat at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Michigan says Charles Robinson was planning to fly to Los Angeles Thursday but missed his flight and was told to rebook. Officials say Robinson then called Spirit Airlines to report a threat, saying there would be someone who was going to try to blow up the flight. The flight was immediately postponed and everyone on board deplaned. Israeli government vowing to prevent a boat carrying far-left activist Greta Thunberg and others from reaching the Gaza Strip. The defense minister said that Israel will not allow anyone to break its naval blockade that prevents terror group Hamas from importing arms. This is SRN News. The parties are sharply divided on gay marriage. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The Fighters National Federation will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. This is SRN News. A Japanese company is halting a $1.6 billion BMW electronic vehicle battery factory in South Carolina for now.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
Three-judge appeals court panel rules against the Associated Press in continuing its bid to get access to cover events involving President Trump. Two judges of the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with the Trump administration that a president has the discretion to invite whatever reporters he wants to cover him in small spaces. More details at srnnews.com.